Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, it is the Instant Match Reaction Show. Welcome aboard if you're watching this live. Yeah, you're obviously gluttons for punishments, just like us. I'm Paul Mate, I'm joined in the studio by Ross Chandley. We're going to be just getting through some of the more emotional side of things right now, and then we're going to be having a bit of a deeper dive on the Final Word Show, which if you are a Wonder Kid or Cult Hero member here on YouTube, you get access to that one live in about half an hour's time or something like that. That is, there's no other way of getting around that, Ross. It's just horrible. It's just not winning football matches is horrible. To have things go against you is horrible. To be in a run of really bad form, lose, you know, and everything mounting on top, it's just horrible. And the problem with it, until Liverpool actually get themselves into, you know, and win some football matches, it feels like a problem with no end.
Yeah, and it hurts even more when you play relatively well for most of the game as well. You know, you got like the first half particularly, like we had a bit of control, you know, some encouraging signs in terms of making chances, creating chances, and just kind of that final pass or whatever it was, just didn't get over the line. And then to go 1-0 up, you know, you've got that emotion of, oh, this is brilliant. And, you know, a joke this morning in the office saying, you know, early kickoff, you know, we could have a decent weekend. This could happen. You know, we've not had one for ages. They've all been like Sunday nights. You haven't got that 8 hours of anxiety of, oh, we're going to win, who's starting, I've heard this team news, I've heard that. We've had none of that this morning. And like I said, you know, we dominated, we took control and just capitulated, which makes it hurt even more.
That's the worst part of it, because we've managed to find a way to be relatively defensively frugal in spite of the fact of what it's cost us at the under end of the pitch. We found a reasonable balance, I think, today for most of the game. And it's tough because, you know, the front three, again, going away to Leicester, who were a good side, they've got a good defence, they've got a good defensive record. Mm-hmm. Tough opponent. We notoriously have a torrid time away at their gaff as well. We've more than one opportunity. We've travelled down to Leicester to see us not win a game of football. The front three did the jobs. Yeah. You know, Mane was a constant threat. You know, weaving, dipping in and out, turning players inside out, looking to make things happen. And, you know, Salah gets into a number of interesting positions, should absolutely have a penalty in the first half. I'm not having it said any other way. Not in a world where Danny Welbeck can get a penalty for Brighton against us. Should we not have a penalty for the Salah one? Bobby Firmino pulls out what would be, if Shane Shaqiri hadn't set up Salah against West Ham, it would be assist of the century without a shadow of a doubt. Salah's finish is brilliant, and it was a game where we dominated the first half. They had a couple of good chances. We didn't start the second half really well, but grew back into the second half. We were creating loads of pressure. It was all going our way, and the most annoying thing is that, you know, we'll talk about it a bit here, and we'll talk about it more on the Final Word Show. But it feels like a waste of time talking about it, because yeah. I feel like setting fire to everything at the moment, and it feels like it's almost like I don't know, I feel like I'm somehow sat here making excuses or whatever to talk about the things that Liverpool did well, and it's hard to talk about them because we shouldn't be talking about them. We need to talk about the fact that Liverpool completely capitulated.
Yeah, I've just about said nearly exactly the same when we play ratings, what I'm writing, you know, particularly the Bobby stuff, that won't be appreciated, or Salah's goal, you know, no backlift, no nothing, you know, one of his best goals that he scored recently so far this season, doesn't matter anymore. It's all in the bin because of the capitulation. The other thing that I've also put as well, if you know, you can talk about the excuses or the injuries and stuff like that, and you know, people's positioning, you know, putting Hendo in at centre back. But the massive thing now, certainly for the past couple of games, is the mentality. So we've lost the mentality monsters because of the personnel that aren't in that side anymore. And then on top of that, you know, the changes that you're going to make coming off the bench, we spoke about, you know, in depth on the Reds news this week, bringing Chamberlain on. You know, Chamberlain's, again, you know, still not starting a game, and you're starting a 35-year-old. Okay, we've had a week off, but he gets injured. Was that repercussion because he's played so much football and you're relying on him? A 20-year-old kid in Curtis Jones, I thought, was probably one of the brightest sparks again today, which will, again, be forgotten. And then all your preparation and stuff, and maybe that rhythm, because we seem to control the midfield. I was quite happy with that until Milner goes off and Thiago comes on. But Thiago's not trained all week. Mm-hmm. It's not his fault. But you're right, you know, all that positive stuff and all the things that excited you about that football game, you bang on it. You know, what's the point? Because it doesn't get us 3 points anymore, does it?
No, but this is the problem. Liverpool are a disjointed side at the moment. And you know, I said this, but it's starkly evident there. Liverpool are more than capable of winning that game of football. And that's one of the most annoying parts of it, is because, you know, we should have done, you've got a lead there. You've just got to hold on. And what you've got to do is, what Liverpool side were great at doing was not letting adversity become an excuse or become a crutch.
Yep.
And this side doesn't do that anymore. This side sees adversity and crumbles more and more, and I get that, the weight and the pressure on top. What we actually really needed in that game at 1-1, we needed midfield control,
yeah,
and we didn't have it by that point. And what, because I think psychologically we wanted to go and win the game, and Rob, maybe what we actually should have done is just try to be watertight for 5 minutes. Yeah. 5 or 10 minutes, and just have the ball and get back on the ball and just control the tempo. But the guy who does that, Thiago can do that for us, but moreover, it's Jordan Henderson. And I don't know whether Jordan Henderson, and whether it's just my feeling, and again, because this is not the show where we go back and we watch the game through and we know the insides and outs of it. My overriding feeling was that we lost our heads a little bit at the back, you know, in terms of the shape, and some of that is, I think, is Jordan Henderson's eagerness to try and make things happen for us. Maybe an over-eagerness in general in the midfield, but we
don't have that protection, though, Paul, of a Henderson and Fabinho to stop things and nullify attacks, and you're getting people that are caught out of position. I don't blame Jordan Henderson. Maybe he's trying to take on too much, but again, it comes back to that midfield. You're missing Henderson and Fabinho, but are those players that are in the midfield, you mentioned Thiago, are those the ones that have got that in them? Now, I was quite surprised Curtis Jones came off, but again, we said is Ox not starting games for, well, might be various reasons, injury, form, maybe he's not impressed in training, but like, he came on and I didn't really see much of him, but he's not a player that I expect to be like a DM.
No,
I'm doing the defensive work. You know, it should be batting down hatches. Well, don't do your usual job and just fucking see how to win.
Well, he's what we had left.
Yeah.
So you've got to make changes, because Curtis Jones is flat out. He's out on his feet, and you can see that a couple of minutes earlier. There's just a moment where the ball breaks away and he's not got it left in his legs to press on with it. Mane was starting to tie. We had to change something to freshen it up. But what were we left with?
Yeah.
Who was left? There was no one left on the bench. You could have brought Tsimikas on. For why? Keep Robertson on. You had your midfield options there with Thiago, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, and, you know, Shaqiri, depending on where you used them. And, you know, when you finish a game with Thiago and Ox on, you've weakened your side. You just have, and that's where we were at, because we've got so few options left. I mean, it was, to go back to my point, that's Leicester's best team. There might be one or two lads who you might interchange, but by and large, that is the team that they would be choosing to put. I think this one's some point out to me, they'd have Justin at right back.
And Fofana would probably be the other one.
Yeah. You know, but their best team, or close to their best team, we're not miles better than them anymore. And they're not, I don't think they're miles better than us, by the way, but I just think that when you put two teams that are quite evenly matched toe to toe, it's possible for that to happen. And it feels like excuse making. I don't like it. I don't like that. So it feels uncomfortable with me to say it. But I can look at the various bits and pieces in that game and go, well, the two big moments are they get a free kick right on the edge of the box where Trent and Thiago don't shut the door enough.
Yeah.
And it's another example. The problem is we're all a bit annoyed with Thiago and giving fouls and yellow cards and all that kind of way. So that kind of plays to that. Jordan Henderson goes and gives him a bollock, and so it's visually in our mind. And then they score from it. I think the VAR, my problem with VAR is, I said this on one of the videos earlier, if you put another person at the hands of the controls there, I think there's a chance that they give you a different result. Yeah. And that's the annoying thing about VAR, is it's another subjective decision. They go against you, and the point is Liverpool need to react better to all this. But then you've got a situation where the goalkeeper comes out, and a lot of people have got it in their heads that Alisson, because he had a shocker, worst game of his Liverpool career against Man City. That's the goalkeeper's ball all day long. The defender's got to deal with that, and I think the defender knows it. And then you see that in Kabak after that. I think he's visibly shaking after that. So it all has a knock-on effect on Liverpool, all crumbled down. You watch it almost happen.
It's like a car crash.
No, it is. It's a house of cards that all comes crumbling down, and that's the thing. If Liverpool want to be a top four team, then they need to be able to dig themselves out of the shit. The problem is that we're left in this awkward world where I don't think we've got the players. I think there's too many players who were overplayed. There's a few too many players who were underplayed. And a lot of them are still the square pegs. I think you can get away with Gini Wijnaldum in the six every now and again. I think you can get away with, you can play a 19-year-old attacking midfielder, 19, 20-year-old midfielder in Curtis Jones. And again, I thought he had a good game. And then, you know, you can put, and Thiago should be better than he is. There's no doubt about that. I thought he was okay. But I think for a bunch of circumstances, I think he's had a disappointing start to his Liverpool career. You just can't get away with what we're trying to get away with. You're trying to engineer a win every week.
Yeah.
And that will fall far because eventually you'll get undone and we'll be undone time and time again.
It's the managing expectations things, isn't it? But you can't help but get hyped up for games because you're a Liverpool fan and you're a supporter. But, you know, I said last week after Man City, we presented that team sheet from today at the beginning of the season and go, do you expect that team to win the league? Well, your answer is probably no.
Yeah.
And why should it be any different now? Because that's the situation that we're in. We're trying to manage, you know, a horrible situation. I think you're right. You know, some of the decisions that are against you, you know, Mane's arse was offside against Everton, but somehow that goal was all right. You know, you start the consistency, but it's the same for every team in the league that are getting decisions for and against them.
Yeah.
But you're right, you know, everything just kind of piles up to misery at this point, and you can't see no end in what's going on. Plus, you know, you think Fabinho's injured, so you got fucking hell, and Davies is injured, and then Milner goes off injured, and you're thinking, well, what's the fucking point in anything at the minute?
No, it's true. You know, exactly. That's the thing. It's mounting. It's just like it becomes gallows humour. You've like, what are you going to do? Are you going to cry about it? You know, yeah. I mean, Jürgen Klopp must feel like that the entire universe is against them. Forget all our feelings. And we feel a bit down. Oh, I've seen those people say, it's this case or it's that case or whatever. Blah, 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 blah. It's like Jürgen Klopp's just had to deal with his mum dying. And every time he turns up to work, some other player gets injured and everything. All the pressure of all of our expectations and all the things that are annoying us are all on him, and they annoy him, and they weigh down on him 10 times as much, and all these things. And it's just, you know, and he's gets to the point where he's just like, what are you meant to do?
Imagine you trying to do your job saying, well, so your laptop's broke, Paul, but you've got your Amstrad, you're going to have to use that instead. Your seat's broke, but it's upstairs in a different position, and you can't use it.
No, but this is the point, right? And we, you know, there's ways to make it work. I'll give you a good example of this. Was when we had to shut the office because we were bubbled up, but we had an outbreak, and me and Chris had to run the shows together.
Yeah.
We did one show, and I'll be honest, we finished that first show and it went pretty well, apart from a couple of mistakes, but it went okay. And we were like, there's a little conversation where we looked at each other and went, do we need all these extra staff? Could we just do this ourselves? We played three games that week.
Yeah.
And by the end of the week, we were fucking ruined. And every mistake we could have made, we made. We managed to bundle through, but it was not, we were ruined.
It's not sustainable.
Exactly. Okay. It is not sustainable. And that's where Liverpool are at right now, is we found a way to get through that we are even in touching distance of the top four at the moment, when every team's dealing with an injury here or there. I think you can handle two or three injuries.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're missing a handful of games here and there, but it's true. Paul Tompkins wrote it. I did a video on it on my channel, and it doesn't remain less true. I'm seeing people talking about it was Liverpool were due a dip. Liverpool were not due to have this many season-ending injuries. Because say what you want about Matip, but he never has a season end. He doesn't have an injury that finishes an entire half a season off for him. He'll miss a few games and he'll come back and he'll play a few and he'll play spells and what have you. You know, Virgil van Dijk never has that, and then the knock-on impact of the midfield. Like Fabinho, it should be back. We've bought centre-halves. You know, Fabinho should come into this team and Henderson comes in midfield, and then all of a sudden you've got Milner and Thiago on the bench.
Yeah.
And that's more, and that's better, and you can deal with things a little bit better. But we're just, it's annoying because I wish there was an answer. This is the most depressing part about it. And this is the problem with Paul Tompkins' piece. It's brilliant. And it was a lot of what I've been thinking, a lot of what I've been saying anyway. It's a reality of Liverpool's situation. But knowing the reality eases a bit of like pain. So I'm not going to waste my time wondering about all the other bits and pieces. But it does make you feel better because a lot of this is not problems that are going to be solved to a level that we are expecting them to be solved to. Yeah. We're going to have to make do and mend.
The way to solve the problem is by getting bodies back, and most of those bodies aren't back to the end of the season. If you could fast forward to the end of the season, I'd fucking do it right now. But you can't. You know, you gotta sit and bear it. You know, we've been really lucky the past few seasons about how good we've been. This is just on a complete, you know, end of the spectrum of what's going on at Liverpool. And you're right, you know, it doesn't hurt any less. You can have all excuses and reasons and VAR and injuries, whatever else. You still got to sit there for 90 minutes. You know, I joked this week, we're only going to get hurt once this week because we only have one game. Yeah. I'm like Saturday now, like fucking 3 o'clock on a Saturday, mate.
I'm not having this by the way. This, I saw someone saying, like, you know, they need to back the manager, and you know, and they do. Everyone needs, they should always be backing the manager. I think they are. This notion that people using net spend is the most fucking flaccid argument for all this. And I know people, because people think it's quite clever to talk about net spend because it's a stage cleverer than gross spend, which is even worse. Liverpool's money gets spent on wages, just to fucking clarify where Liverpool's transfer kitty goes to. It gets spent on making sure that Salah doesn't leave 2 years ago when Real Madrid come knocking and offering him $250,000 a week to
a lot
to play
of his bonus incentivised, which they won't be getting at the minute.
True enough. But this is the point. Liverpool have one of the top, Liverpool have like in the top three wage budgets in the league, and that's where the investment goes. From the outside, it doesn't look like it, and you do need to spend money, and Liverpool have spent money, and it's just Liverpool are self-sustaining. But Liverpool, that, again, sorry, I'm not getting sucked into that. I shouldn't have even brought that up, to be honest, but I get it. We everyone's lashing out at the moment.
Oh yeah, but everyone wants the same thing. Everyone wants Liverpool to be successful. Yes. There is a criticism from me personally on the fact they're not dealing with the centre-back situation at the beginning of January. Yeah. Because the knock-on effect of that is we don't have that situation, well, potentially don't have that situation with Alisson Kabak, mm-hmm. because we've been bedded in for a month.
Yeah.
That's happened, what the circumstances are.
Shockadam Mustafi didn't leave Arsenal until the day before we signed Ozan Kabak.
But again,
so Kabak, just to be a point, because you're right, again, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying there, and the fundamentals is right, but the lad we bought, we literally couldn't get that deal completed to the point at which we got it completed. So these are the points around all this. And what I'm saying is everyone's lashing out at everything because we're rightly upset.
And we
need talking points. We need to talk about all these things. But it's not necessarily a consolation, but it helps to let go of a certain number of things. But we have some super chats in. James Lim, everyone calling out Thiago a daft, he had long term injuries, finding his way. He's a class player. Ox has also had injuries, right? That's exactly the point. Ox is just off it, but Ox is a good footballer. He's just fallen down the pecking order and he can't get back in. And the problem is, you know, and Joshua here saying, why do we keep conceding when Jones goes off? Because Jones is good. He holds the ball. He provides outlets for how we play, and he's confident.
His decision making for me, when the pass isn't on, he'll keep it and find himself 5-10 yards and then make the pass rather than just giving possession away.
And again, Liverpool are down to the bare bones. The idea of judging this side by the levels of the sides that have gone previously, just feels like, again, I get it, there's a reason people read horoscopes, is because they want answers to fucking things. They want things to be solvable. They want to know. They want someone to tell them it's going to be all right. And I'm here to categorically tell you that it's not. unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it, which is the hardest part of this all, of course. But yeah, I mean, it is where it is. Liverpool are goosed, and no amount of extra transfer spending would necessarily have solved this, because you've still got all these other things to juggle. You've still got this. But just Liverpool are a well-run football club, whether we want to believe that or not. Liverpool need to find a better way to work. We've got this thing. We've gone out and bought two centre-halves. One of them picked up a knock in training this week. And the lad, and the other one. And so, like, what the ideal world scenario, we all talked about it, Davies and Kabak should have started today, and they might have done. And Fabinho and Henderson probably would therefore have gone back in midfield. Well, the second Fabinho's out means that you're more likely to see Jordan Henderson at centre-half, just to give us a little bit more stability. Or you put Jordan Henderson in midfield, and then what you're left with then, if Davies then goes out, you're left with Nat Phillips or Reece Williams at the back. So then who's leading that defence?
Yeah.
You're asking two 20-year-olds or a 23-year-old who hasn't really got a lot of senior experience in Phillips to lead the line against Leicester. Are you mad? Like, you know, that's the nature of it. We can get angry at the manager, but I mean, bloody hell, you've got to look at what he's got to work with at the end of the day. So I can't get like. It's worse, actually. I can't get angry. I'm not angry about it. I'm fucking existentially depressed by it, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I have got a deep-seated to my soul upset and fucking, like, just burden upon me because of all this, because it is a problem that I do not see a solution to. Yeah. I can say we can try this and try this and try this, and the thing is, the fucking guys in charge of Liverpool are much better at all this than we are. They're not stupid. They will have done it. There's a reason we've had 17 centre-back pairings this season, because we've been trying to fucking make it work. Every time we try someone else gets injured, then you have to change it again.
Yeah, just when you think things can't get any worse, and you know, people looking for answers, well, it's Kabak and Davies. Well, suddenly it's not the answer, because, like you just said, one of them's injured. So you get to the point where, okay, listen, we've got these players, and then Milner goes off. Like, you know, the amount of people 4 weeks ago saying you just can't make it up.
Yeah.
And I get to the point where I go, well, it can't get any worse. Oh, it can.
Yeah.
It can. Yeah. And my expectations now are it could be worse by fucking Tuesday.
Wins change perspectives. I would hasten to remind everyone of that. And there's, you know, while there's football games to be played, there remains the chance of Liverpool winning games of football. And if Liverpool wish to be a top table football club, they're going to have to find ways to do it and not feel sad and sorry for themselves. But yeah, at the moment, you know, until we see the evidence of that, it's gonna roll on Tuesday, Champions League. What scares me about this is that it's this notion of, oh well, just focus on the, we can just focus on the Champions League, like it's a choice, like we've decided not to focus on the Premier League.
Changes.
No, we just need to fucking exactly. Like, we've got more players available all of a sudden as well. We'll bring the Champions League squad out for this one. Like we got special teams. Nah, it's Christopher Scott with the 14.99 super chat. Christopher, that wonderful. Thank you so much, by the way. That means so much to me. Trying not to be too pessimistic, but I'm struggling to see where our next win is coming from. If fit, we should play Kabak and Davies in a 4-3-2-1 with Fab and Hendo sitting in front. Yeah, maybe 4-2-3-1. I think would be fine, you know. Or look, just having Henderson and Fabinho midfield would make a massive difference in a whole host of ways. But I think that's what it is. I think it's either Davies, Hendo, or Fabinho have to be in that back one of the partnerships, because you need a senior centre half to lead the line. And Ben Davies might not have played at the level, but he's captain Preston. He's played lots. He's 25 years old. He's a bit older. He's a bit more mature. Yeah,
but you could argue Fabinho and Henderson are the senior centre backs of Liverpool Football Club right now, because 100%. Because they are.
But we have to take that. That's the gamble that we've not been able to see yet.
Yeah.
Of put the centre halves you've got, and that's the problem. And this couldn't sum it up anymore. Again, Davies might have played today.
Yeah.
But he got injured, and that's what we're facing with. And it's mad, and I can't imagine that Liverpool are being stupid in training. I can't imagine that they've not thought, let's alter these things. You know what I mean? Like, again, you've got literal, you know, we're all sat watching footy. We all know best because we watch footy. But there's literal people with masters and PhDs in sports science and all that kind of thing, overlooking how Liverpool do these things.
They're already playing Takeshi's Castle, aren't they?
Well, no, exactly. You don't go from being the smartest men in the room to being dumb, you know, overnight in this. We've got people working on the problem, but again, it just boils down to it. There's just, it's catastrophic luck. And then Liverpool need, but Liverpool mentally need to find a way to be emboldened by that. And I don't know the Klopp's got that in him at the moment, because if he's just running on empty with a whole host of other things. But look,
until Liverpool put a consistent team together, which right now is impossible because of the team, the people we've got available, we're not going to get consistent results.
Yeah,
that's the long and short of it.
It's true. Liverpool need to find a way to win sooner rather than later. Bad Wolf with the 499 saying Klopp can see the title in a recent interview. This one hurt. Feel a bit lost at the moment. Yeah, that's it. And it's hard when you. I've said this for weeks now. It's your escapism.
Yeah,
it's what it is. It's more than that. It's a religion to most of us. You know, it's just. It means more to life than most. It's not like, you know, God, if you're a fan of athletics, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? It might be soon.
Oh, no. You know what I mean? You just don't have that level of depth of connection to your football team. So it does hurt at the minute. It really does. And I wish I had more for you, other than Liverpool will win games of football. They will find the ways to work. There were so many positives to be taken from this game up until the point when it all fell apart, same as Man City. That's not a consolation, really. I get that. I do. I'm not stupid myself. I get that. That's not a consolation because the bad things then happened. But it shouldn't. It shouldn't wipe away the good things. But we'll talk about more about them on the Final Word show. I just needed to get a lot of that out, and we'll do a bit more of this, I'm sure, because Chris and Ben have still got to get this shit off the chest yet.
Yeah. At least I've got a fucking lonely, depressing Valentine's Day tomorrow anyway, so thanks, life.
Right. Everyone, thank you so much, everyone. Look, I know it's tough. I know it's hard, but thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the subscriptions here on YouTube. If you want more from us, yes, you can be a tier 2 or tier 3 member on YouTube to get the Final Word show. It's going to be 4 of us in a little bit, having a big old chat through some of the finer points of this football match. If you've got anything you want us to discuss on that, let me know in the comments now. And yeah, you can either get that there and you just get the one bonus show at tier 2 or tier 3. But if you want the full Red Men package, then go to theredmentv.com and sign up and get the stuff there. Final Word, the Around the League is coming on Monday. We've got interviews, we've got features, documentaries, TV series, and all kinds as well. Yes, thank you, everyone. Have a good evening if I don't see you on the Final Word show. But if not, we'll be back for the build up for Leipzig and the watch along for that, where we're probably going to win. Yeah, maybe not. Who knows? See you there. Ta-ra. Thank you so much for watching the Red Men TV YouTube channel. Everything we do here is funded by our wonderful subscribers to theredmentv.com. Get over there, sign up, and get amazing additional content, interviews, documentaries, mini series, and of course, additional pre and post match day content.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.